Protein is often referred to as the building block of life, and for good reason. It plays a central role in nearly every biological process within our bodies, whether it's helping us grow stronger, repair tissues, or supporting essential functions like hormone regulation and enzyme activity. Protein's importance cannot be overstated. But how exactly does protein work? And what's the difference between complete and incomplete proteins? Today, we'll uncover the fascinating history of protein, debunk myths, explore famous incidents tied to this nutrient, and break down the science behind what makes protein such a crucial element in our diets. Welcome back to Health Square, where we dive deep into the health topics that matter the most. I'm Bills, and today we're exploring the powerful world of protein. You might think you already know the basics. Protein builds muscle, supports recovery, and is essential for overall health. But in this episode, we'll delve deeper, from the different types of protein to the intricate ways it affects the human body, complete with interesting facts, physiological explanations, and some famous moments from history. What is protein, the foundation of our bodies? To truly understand protein's role, it's essential to grasp its basic structure and function. Proteins are large, complex molecules made up of smaller units called amino acids. There are 20 different amino acids, and they combine in various sequences to form different proteins, each performing specific tasks in the body. Of these amino acids, 9 are considered essential. Your body cannot produce them, so they must come from the food you eat. Proteins are critical for building and repairing tissues, making enzymes and hormones, and supporting immune function. In essence, they are involved in every process that keeps you alive and healthy. When you eat protein-rich foods, your digestive system breaks the protein down into amino acids. These amino acids are then absorbed into your bloodstream and transported to the cells that need them, such as muscle cells for repair after exercise, or immune cells to fight off infections. Complete versus incomplete proteins, what's the difference? When we talk about protein, it's important to understand the distinction between complete and incomplete proteins. Complete proteins contain all 9 essential amino acids in sufficient quantities to meet your body's needs. These are typically found in animal-based products like meat, poultry, fish, eggs, and dairy. Some plant-based sources like quinoa and soy are also considered complete proteins. Incomplete proteins, on the other hand, are missing one or more of these essential amino acids. These are usually found in plant-based foods like beans, nuts, seeds, and grains. However, by combining different incomplete proteins, such as rice and beans, you can still create a complete protein profile. This is especially important for people who follow vegetarian or vegan diets, as they need to be mindful of combining foods to ensure they're getting all the essential amino acids. The history of protein, from discovery to modern nutrition. The discovery of protein dates back to the early 19th century. The term protein was first coined by the Dutch chemist Gerardus Johannes Mulder in 1838. Mulder recognized the importance of this nutrient and named it after the Greek word proteos, meaning of primary importance. His work laid the foundation for understanding the critical role protein plays in human health. Protein became even more important as scientists like Justus von Liebig further studied its role in muscle growth and metabolism. In the 19th century, protein was identified as a key nutrient for soldiers and laborers, as it helped maintain physical strength and stamina. This focus on protein in diets was especially crucial during the Industrial Revolution, when physically demanding jobs were common. Fast forward to the 20th century, when the rise of bodybuilding and fitness culture elevated protein to new heights. Protein supplements, like shakes and powders, became popular among athletes and gym-goers, cementing protein's reputation as the nutrient for muscle building. However, this led to some misconceptions, with many believing that more protein always equaled more muscle, a myth we'll explore shortly. Famous incidents and fascinating facts about protein. Throughout history, protein has been at the center of some interesting and, at times, infamous moments. One such event was the rabbit starvation experienced by Arctic explorers in the 19th century. Despite eating large amounts of lean protein from wild game, these explorers became malnourished because their diets lacked essential fats and carbohydrates. This incident highlighted the importance of a balanced diet and taught us that protein alone is not enough to sustain life. In the modern fitness world, there's the infamous case of bodybuilders who consumed excessive amounts of protein in the belief that it would help them achieve rapid muscle growth. Some even reported consuming up to 400 grams of protein per day, far exceeding what the body actually needs. Over time, excessive protein intake, especially from supplements, can strain the kidneys and liver, leading to health complications. This case highlighted the importance of understanding not just how much protein to consume, but also the source and balance of other nutrients. Protein myths, fact versus fiction. One of the most pervasive myths is that you need to consume large amounts of protein immediately after a workout to maximize muscle growth. While eating protein post-workout is beneficial, the window for optimal muscle repair is much larger than once thought. Studies now show that as long as you're consuming enough protein throughout the day, your muscles will have the nutrients they need to repair and grow. Another common misconception is that only animal products provide good protein. While animal-based proteins are complete, it's entirely possible to meet your protein needs through plant-based sources with the right combinations of foods. There's also a myth that plant-based proteins are inferior for muscle building. However, recent studies have shown that with adequate planning, plant-based diets can be just as effective for supporting muscle growth and overall health. The physiology of protein, how it fuels your body. Let's get into the details of how protein affects your body at a physiological level. Protein is necessary for the repair and growth of muscles, particularly after exercise. When you work out, especially with resistance or weight training, small tears occur in your muscle fibers. Protein's amino acids help repair these tears, leading to muscle growth and increased strength. This is why athletes and people who engage in regular exercise are often advised to increase their protein intake. Beyond muscles, protein plays a vital role in producing enzymes, which are responsible for nearly every chemical reaction in your body, from digestion to energy production. Proteins are also responsible for creating hormones like insulin, which helps regulate your blood sugar levels. Additionally, protein is crucial for maintaining a healthy immune system. Antibodies, which help fight infections, are made of protein. Without adequate protein intake, your immune system's ability to fight off illnesses and infections weakens, leaving you more susceptible to getting sick. Protein in disease prevention, the role in long-term health. Protein does more than just build muscle, it also supports long-term health. For instance, diets rich in high-quality protein have been linked to better weight management. Protein promotes satiety, meaning you feel fuller for longer after meals. This can lead to a reduction in overall calorie intake and support weight loss efforts. In older adults, protein is essential for preventing sarcopenia, a condition characterized by age-related muscle loss. Studies show that maintaining a high-protein diet, particularly alongside regular exercise, can help preserve muscle mass and function as you age. There's also emerging evidence suggesting that protein plays a role in maintaining healthy bones. High-protein diets have been linked to better bone density and a lower risk of fractures, particularly in postmenopausal women. Dosage and protein requirements. How much is enough? So how much protein do you really need? The general recommendation for adults is 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. For someone who exercises regularly or is looking to build muscle, that amount can increase to 1.2 to 2 grams per kilogram. However, it's essential not to overdo it. Excessive protein intake, especially from processed supplements, can lead to metabolic stress and put a strain on your kidneys. To put things into perspective, the average sedentary adult needs about 46 grams of protein per day for women and 56 grams per day for men. For athletes or highly active individuals, that requirement can range from 70 to 120 grams, depending on their activity level and goals. Conclusion: the power and balance of protein. Protein is undeniably one of the most important nutrients for overall health. It's not just about muscle building, it's about supporting every essential function in your body, from immunity to bone health. Understanding how much protein you need and where to get it from is critical to maintaining optimal health and preventing long-term diseases. And with the right approach, you can harness the power of protein to support a strong, healthy body without falling for the myths or misinformation. Thank you for tuning in to Health Square. I hope this episode gave you deeper insight into the world of protein, its history, and its physiological importance. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit from this knowledge. Until next time, take care and keep fueling your body with the nutrients it needs.